Peeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live.
Five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
All right,
this is in the jackpot now.
Hey, offense, take care of the most precious thing we got, the ball.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little.
I dress all the best dressed man.
All right, you 609ers, start this money off like you know how. Move it, move it, move it.
Move, move, move.
Hit that car on that. Move it.
To the promised land.
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
Swing low chariot, calm down, easy, taxi to the terminal zone.
Yachimash.
Cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Dobre.
Go to the phone.
What's that mold in his pocket?
Rainwater? You know it's cold out. Thanks for looking at us on YouTube.
The new host, Mark May, number five. You better look at him a little closer. He's a football player. Get the wood right here.
On the Cardiff line over to the Golden State.
You make the call.
13 minutes, he would send it to the terminal man.
How does it look, brother?
Hey, Tom.
Put your engines and cool your wings.
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
This is the business we've chosen.
That's exactly right, and we've chosen to be with you this morning. Good morning at 6:11 on this Monday, June 8th. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
We've had a what a crazy busy weekend for us.
Yeah.
A lot to cover today. We'll have Chris Kane brought to you by Trader Bills. Bill Vickery brought to you by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. We got graffiti at 8:30, and last Monday we were at Fletcher.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. When did we do graffiti?
We did it Thursday, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty good, too. Pretty good.
Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Cabin Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Of course, graffiti brought to you by Fence Brokers and Chris Walker. Checking in with us in the 7 o'clock hour, in addition to Chris Kane, Zach Gillum.
What?
Going to check in and give us the sort of the odds on tonight's game. Okay. I think they'll be overwhelming in New York's favor. City of New York is on fire this weekend for the first playoff game since, what, in 25 years?
1999.
Yeah, I was playing the Spurs back then. So, anyway, so we'll have him on as well. Today's Best Friends Day. Roger, we're best friends.
We fit into that.
Christian, sure do you have a best friend like you sort of grew up with or that you can qualify as your best friend?
So how do we determine best friend? Do you can you have more than one, or is there only one?
I think you can have more than one, but it's very rare, I think. Yeah, I think you guys spend quality time with them a lot, too, or you have half spent, like you grew up with them. Like,
yeah, I have quite a few people I would consider my best friend.
Do they consider you their best friend?
I think so.
that's fine. Yeah, today's National
and they're
best
all people
day.
That I did grow up with, so...
Yeah, we mentioned we had a fun, busy weekend over in Hot Springs. We'll get into all that, and I cannot walk today. I said I was not going to participate in any of the sprinting. I did it. I thought I was needed. I jumped into action, and
you know,
one
of our guys on the Bath Fitter tub team, you know, made a great point. I don't know if it was Brian or who it was, said that, you know, I think we actually were maybe the oldest group.
Oh, that's a great point, that we had 60 years.
I mean, think about it.
Well,
I mean, look at the tubs in your mind's eye. Yeah. Look at the
team
that
beat us was very young. They were kids. They were
a great deal of them were.
Yeah,
I
those
mean,
firemen and Indian
women
sheriffs,
as well.
They were all young.
Those are all young.
20s, 20s, and 30s.
They're on the juice.
We should have an age limit.
They're on the juice. High Springs Fire Department's on the juice.
It should be an age deal.
Oh,
it should be in the age category of over.
Well,
but I will say Bath Fitter won two of the three races.
Absolutely.
Got fourth overall, right? Or third?
Yeah, we had to be in the top five, yes? Well, because, I
you
mean...
You beat Pride the first one.
Had we won the last leg that we were in, the third leg that we were in, we would have gone back to the champion. We would have been in a championship, right?
Yeah, because they
so
lost to
five,
the sheriff, I think, something like that. Yeah, top five. I think so, top five. Where's the bell for that?
You got a bell here.
Yeah, yeah. I got a bunch of them. Yeah, top five finish. So we had that going. We did that Friday and Saturday. And the folks from Bath Fitter were so nice. I'll
oh
tell you, if you
gosh.
Need a new tub or shower, these people are so nice to work with.
No doubt
they've
whatsoever.
They've got you know, employees here in town. They get employees
I think Brian's
in South Carolina.
The sales guy from here that was there.
Yeah.
And Brian's a guy that came to my house to tell me everything.
He's in good shape.
William flew down. Yeah, he is. William flew down, but he's a good salesman. William flew down from South Carolina with his kids.
Yeah,
that was
family
awesome.
Family deal, yeah.
Absolutely. His staff, the guy left yesterday with the tub, drove back 10 hours, took him 12, I think, to get back to South Carolina. All in all, and what a fantastic time. We ate at Taco Mama.
Yep.
Had a good dinner there. We saw Bart. Bart hung out with it.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
yeah.
It was a fantastic time, and I don't want to go on about it. I'll let you do that later.
Well, and then we had the concert, the Justin Moore concert that had Tyler Kitch open to him and his daughter Klein open and did a good job. That was really great.
Dwayne was there.
Dwayne was there all day. We were there. Dwayne was
he with you at Pop's Lounge?
Yeah, we stayed at Pop's Lounge till 1, and Cliff and Susan put on a show.
They do an incredible.
Oh my gosh,
job.
They do, and they have a not a weekly residency like you have, but they have a residency
pretty
there.
Much it's
every year.
Much.
They know what their schedule is, and
if they're not there, to me, just from what I've seen on the schedule, it's a rarity. But you know who's always there? Bill and Doris.
Oh my gosh,
those guys.
Bill is 82, and he's out there dancing,
he's twerking
like a crazy.
He's
it is
a
an inspiration.
Man.
Yeah,
I don't know if the chemicals from Delta Pest got in him or what. Whatever it is keeping him alive.
It is
he's
remarkable.
Rolling. He is.
He gets out there and dances at age 80
plus. He's a super dude.
Yeah, and then Cliff and Susan, man, what a great performer. And
no doubt,
you know, they got so many good things going on with them and the new building they're having built. You know, for the piano bar downstairs. I mean, down over at North
Little Rock.
Rocky.
Yeah,
it's
very
really
good, very good.
Cool.
No, they're
she looks like she's. I mean, she's in excellent shape,
no
showing
doubt.
Off the figure at the keyboard. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. Very impressive.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't, you know what? I turned the music up loud. I didn't notice any of that.
Well, the other thing, obviously, as we watched over the weekend, to keep up with the Trojans had a rough road to go, a rough road of it this past weekend down in Troy. I think the first game was double digits to 2 or 4.
Yeah, it just
wasn't their weekend. And hey, give credit to Troy from Troy, Alabama.
Yeah. Yep.
They're mid-major that's going to the World Series. Exciting for them. Boy, I tell you, there were some crazy games going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, most of it was Georgia, Mississippi State. Yep. My gosh, that was a home run fest. It was 11-9, I think, yesterday for Georgia to win. Had to win with, I think, a 2-run walk-off home run.
For sure.
And anyway, so we'll run down the list of all. I know the only ones, Chris, just to make sure. So today you got St. John's versus Alabama. That was delayed because of rain yesterday. Bama was up 7-2.
Yep.
You got Texas and Oregon, right?
No, Texas won and advanced.
So they're done.
Okay, yeah.
They're done. And then the other one is Oklahoma at Kansas.
It also got suspended, so they're resuming at noon today.
What was the score on that one? Do we know?
Oklahoma was up 8-1 or something.
And they're up 1-0 already, right?
Yeah, so if they win, they go.
So we got Ole Miss, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas. That's 4 of the 8, right? And Alabama, be 5 of the 8 if Alabama wins, right? Is that right, Chris?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if we've got the sound from Chris Curry. Chris Curry says all the right things. He says all the right things. We'll be back. You know, their pitching staff for Troy I think they had like 15 strikeouts and 2 walks in the 2 days. So tough to beat them. The other thing this weekend, you had the Belmont Stakes and Golden Tippo. Remember, did you do a song, Roger, with Cherie DeVoe? Did you do a song? Remember, she won. That's her horse. Didn't you do a song with it?
I'm just looking at you.
Yeah, I'm just making sure because you didn't say I'm going to be playing the song or anything today. So I was thinking, did he do that? I remember us singing it in there.
Let me tell you something. You know what that says about what's going on in your head, all the things you've got going on?
You know what?
You do.
I thought Friday you go, hey, we're going to play the song if they win.
You got to understand, just hearing you ask me that. And just looking in your eyes. That's my best friend. I just had to look in your eyes and go.
My brain's full of activities for the weekend.
I know.
So you did the song about Cherie DeVoe, and she wins again. Yeah. And you wonder what if they would have ran in the Preakness, would the horse have won the Triple Crown? A Renegade, who was the Arkansas Derby winner, I think it got third. So, and Wally was talking about how he remembers Smarty Jones.
You know, we've got people in the know, like our buddy, Wayne Smith, who was there on the sidelines cheering
Ron
us
Moquette,
on.
Yeah.
But then you've got Ron Moquette.
Oh, yeah. With the Bathford
parade. That's right. After Wayne was there at Bathford at the parade. And then you've got Ron Moquette, who is in the biz of knowing that. And will he give an answer to us that we will go, okay, I get it now, by saying why you leave a horse like that out of the second leg of the Triple Crown? Or will we still go, still doesn't make sense, Ron? I don't understand, because what if?
I know. Hey, by the way, too, Dennis Berry, I know, was over there with Wayne and his son Dylan and Audrey. And listen, there were a lot of Buzz listeners that we saw over the weekend. We'll mention some of their names a little bit later. We saw them both at the bathtub races, which had thousands of people there, and at the concert for Justin.
And great picture of Cal with the Hammy, John Dale, and Wayne Smith.
Yeah.
And was Dylan in that pick?
No.
I didn't see that. Yeah, a great
pick.
Was,
right? Yeah, and obviously Don Grisham was over there. He was hanging out, and they all had a good – like I said, Don Grisham, I don't know how he does it. I mean, he was up all night Saturday.
Who are you?
At the casino.
Who are you to talk?
I mean, I can't hang. And the Hammy was hanging out with all them and JD, and it's a fun time. But also, too, did you see about the women's U.S. Women's Open yesterday? You guys see that, Christian?
Did you see what happened, Christian?
No, I saw them. No.
You had two, not one, but Razorbacks in the top 10. You had Gabby Lopez finish second by one stroke, and Maria Jose Marin, who was the national champion.
Yes.
She got in the top 10.
Absolutely.
How about as a lowest scoring amateur?
Well done.
Two Razorbacks in the top 10.
Well, big ladies.
Denny Hamlin, I think Roger mentioned the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Did he win? Is that his second one in a row?
Don't hold me.
Dedicated
that
obviously,
so
to Kyle Busch
life.
And you know, a lot of Roger. We're going to be going to a NASCAR race. We got to get all the details on that finalized.
Yeah, listen, we got to relate to the younger crowd.
I didn't realize
all the deets.
I didn't realize that Richard Childress apparently, you know, he's already dealt with this, you know, loss when it comes to Dale Earnhardt. You know, and now this, that poor guy, and the unexpected death, too. I mean, both those guys, you're not expecting those. And then you mentioned Stacey King during our Facebook Live. I remember his name. I don't remember him as a player. Yeah. He's 59 years
old.
He
was the local broadcaster for the Bulls for quite some time.
Yeah, but he played on three championships.
Yeah, he was a great character in the NBA.
He's 6'11". I just can't remember what he looks like now.
But it's just seeing that age with a five in it. That's when you look at it and go, wow.
Well, I had shorter breath the other day. I thought I might be next, but I made it through the weekend.
Yeah, you were a WebMD and heavy breathing and all that. Christian, when you think of when you look at that age at 59, see it in the paper and all that, do you go, "Wow, he's old"?
I think it's too early to die.
But it is old.
So Hallmarkish.
If I was 29, what are you, 29, 28?
29.
Yeah. If I was 29, I would say it's a lifetime away. I know. Now, this weekend now, right? We got the World Cup starting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking, Roger, at all the different places. Mexico, Toronto, Inglewood, California, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Foxborough, Massachusetts, British Columbia, Arlington, Texas, Philadelphia. I mean, it's all over the place.
I can't wait for Bill Vickery to get in here. I heard a part of him yesterday saying why the Iranian team is in Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're not allowing them to stay in America. Yeah. They have to fly in for their matches, which seems like a big miss.
Bill's point is that they don't want the team to recognize all these channels you get on a TV, all the air conditioning that you get and things like that, and maybe defect is what he said. Not so much to do with the war.
Is Russia in this thing?
No.
They have a soccer team?
Do they have a soccer team?
Yeah, they're usually fairly decent. I think. Well, I don't know if they're still banned.
Did I read where Saudi Arabia is buying all the soccer players now? Did I see that?
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
There's a live soccer team?
The golf thing hasn't worked out quite so well, has it?
Has it not?
No, I think there's something about it going under. Yeah, for them it is, but for them pulling funding.
For the dudes that got in early on the zip coin or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Wow. So is that defunct? Is Live Golf?
I don't know if it is yet, but it may be heading that way.
You said they tapped out. Is that right?
So now, Christian, can you tell me who won the French Open yesterday?
Alexander Zverev.
Oh my gosh! Only Christian can say Zverev.
That's right.
Like that, Zverev. What's the word that you've been pronouncing, Roger? That seems like
Yakshimash.
Deal?
Huh? What is it?
Fandil.
That's it. Fandil.
That is French. It is French.
I think we We got through it on Friday. We figured it out. We figured out the pronunciation of Duel.
We love Duel. We're completely fine with Duel.
Then he got stuck when I'm trying to cut a couple spots. He got stuck going Duel. Then just say Duel. And I'm going, I'm saying Duel. He's going, no, say Fan Duel.
The way I did it was, is it Duel in the Sun or Duel in the Sun?
That's exactly right.
Movie.
And then he devised a plan, and it was for me to go out of the studio. He's going to turn out the lights. I'm going to walk back in. He's going to scare me. And it may have worked.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. He had the Tonys last night. I think I made a decision about plays.
Come on.
I'm thinking that I want to go to a few more plays.
You're going
to
be a play guy.
All right.
Well, you know, I never have liked plays that much because it's overacting to me. I've got a great actor sitting beside me every day.
Wait a minute. Now, here's the thing. You know what I think it is? I'm with you, but the other part of it is that let's put it in the Mount Rushmore of things that are much better for us if we watch them in person.
I'd rather have a movie than a play.
Play?
Yes.
Hockey?
Hockey. What was the other sport?
What was the other sport the other day?
Well, yeah, if you're not watching a play in person, then why are you watching it?
It's called a movie.
Yeah.
But if you watch a play.
The medium of a movie is completely different than the medium of a play stage.
And I completely respect stage actors, and it takes a lot of talent.
Yeah.
It takes talent.
I mean, we're missing out, Roger, not being stage.
No.
I'm not a big stage. I've never been to a play. Well, I have.
I played Peter Cottontail at Goldstein Elementary School.
Did you really? I did, too. Who were you? You Peter Cottontail?
I was Peter Cottontail.
You both played Peter Cottontail?
Are we best friends?
Wow. Here comes Peter.
You have a picture?
Yes.
We have got to compare
There's a picture
pictures.
Of me. Listen, I'm hopping down the bunny trail.
We have got to show
Hippity them. Hoppity. Easter's on its way.
We have to have a dual photo.
A dual photo?
We have to do it.
A dual photo. What? We've talked about that before. How we
was your Easter basket wicker?
I don't remember. I just remember I was in that darn pink bunny rabbit outfit. I wasn't happy about it.
And a soft purple. Dude, I watched a pretty good movie, and it used parts of the stuff that we have in the audio, the LBJ on Netflix. Go ahead and give it a shot and watch it. Woody Harrelson plays the LBJ.
Yeah. It opens pretty early with that.
Well, it starts out that way.
Yeah, it's cutting me.
Bingo. He's got the cut me part in there, and he's on the toilet. you know, in there doing all that stuff as well. But let's get that Peter Cottontail picture going. That's incredible.
Anyhow, I was going to say, I went to England in London and watched the play, Six Wives of...
I'd never heard of it.
Of Henry?
Yeah, King Henry, yeah. And you know what? Again, it was mostly singing. Jessica was a little surprised. I was too. There was not one bit of hardly any, not one bit, maybe a minute or two of talking versus
singing.
I'm
not crazy about the ones where they sing the entire time.
Well, I watched last night. What made me think about this, guys, is that was the Tony Awards were last night, and Pink was the host. And they open up with this big act where it's what's that real cool song? Blum, 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 blum. They speak in French.
Les Mis?
No. Oh. They did the movie about that Roger liked so much. It's got Cher and not Cher.
Oh, Burlesque?
Not Burlesque. It's the other one.
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, Burlesque. Yeah, no, I'm a Burlesque guy.
Yeah, it was a Moulin Rouge. They did a big... They changed the words to it, and I thought, you know what? I do like the energy of a play. I don't really, you know, it's overacting to me a little bit, but I sort of like the energy of the audience.
Did you think it's overacting? I don't get that, but yeah. I'm not questioning it. I'm just to me, the difficulty, because there's no editing.
Oh, no, you got to
go.
You got to flow.
You appreciate the guy. I tell you, the guy who won last night, the first one was Lithgow. And he said, you know, he'd won his first Tony.
Yeah, he's doing
53 years ago, a giant.
Giant. Yeah. He's playing Roald Dahl, I believe.
You better stop him now, young man. You're throwing out too much information. He's just saying, shut up, you old gods.
What? Let me see, he's playing Roald Dahl.
You guys don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, of course, the guy that wrote Willy Wonka and all those. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's not the giant I'm thinking of.
Roger's
I'm
completely thinking of, out of it.
No, I'm thinking of the Elizabeth Taylor, Rock Cuts, and James Dean.
Rabbit.
Yeah, the movie.
Peter Cottontail.
Peter Cottontail is hopping around with a little wicker basket.
Yeah, James Dean was in that one.
What'd I say?
Yeah, so anyway, so Lithgow wins his first deal in 53 years. He goes, my first one was 53 years ago. Oh, bah, 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 little Stevie Wonder here. Anyway, so I wonder what plays are here in Central Arkansas or North Little Rock. They've got
I've been invited to a few.
It's ridiculous that you're not acting in some of these local plays.
Oh, listen.
People out there running the show are really missing out. You got a trained actor here.
How come you don't are in more movies? Well, I haven't really applied myself, but because I don't give myself up. I don't think I'm worthy of doing it. These people are outstanding.
Watch Antiquities. Oh, you know what, Christian? We got to watch Antiquities.
Should we do that for a movie review? Well,
I haven't seen it in a while.
You got to be here for us to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to figure out that movie, too. All right,
I think it's on Tubi, by the way.
Yeah, it is. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love for you to. 661-1037 is the text line.
Monday, Jack.
You can also call us. You got Facebook. We're trying to check our Facebook messages, too, the best we can. Christian will be monitoring that. Chris Kane coming up. Bill Vickery. Zach Gillum. Pat Bradley. Graffiti and more. And you.
Wow.
Busy show.
And new bits.
New bits. Glad to have you on this Monday. Don't go away.
Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The Little Rock Trojans baseball season came to an end over the weekend as they fell to the Troy Trojans in the Super Regional. It was their best season in program history as it was their first time reaching a Super Regional. Teams to punch their ticket to the College World Series so far include Troy, West Virginia, Ole Miss, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. Alabama and Oklahoma are both on the verge of advancing. Their games got suspended up 7-2 and 8-1 respectfully. Alabama and St. John's will resume at 11 a.m. while Oklahoma and Kansas will resume at noon. This weekend in the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights took a 2-1 lead, winning 5-4 in double overtime on Saturday night over the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 4 will be tomorrow night, and Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tonight. The Knicks are returning to New York with a 2-0 lead over the Spurs. Tip is set for 7:30. TV coverage will be on The Buzz. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, but most of today will be dry with temperatures warming up into the lower 90s. Those feels like temperatures could reach 100 degrees. It's going to get a little bit hotter as we move towards the middle of the week. Those feels like temperatures could reach 105 later this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Who's ready for the World Cup? I can tell you two people who are. That's Justin and Phil. To help kick it all off, they'll be at Dugan's Pub this Friday, where The Zone will be broadcasting live just before the first game. Then stick around after for the 3rd Street Merchants Association block party starting at 6. It's all happening this Friday, and it all starts in The Zone live from Dugan's Pub.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone. Y'all, we're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Good morning, CK.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm fired up. Got a big week ahead. Miss Arkansas starts
this week.
Starts tomorrow.
Have they started coming in?
They're in. Yeah, they're right. They have arrived.
So they're at where? Where are they?
They are going to be at Robinson Center this week. Is going to be where all the festivities are going to take place.
Do they stay
Robinson Performance Hall?
Do they stay at a hotel?
They stay at the hotels downtown. Okay, yeah, there's a couple down there. Yeah, our shout out to our friends at the Double Tree, who hosts Touchdown Club. Yeah. They got a lot going on down there, which we got to get together about in the next couple weeks.
By the way,
we do. The season is here.
So it's Saturday. Do you have something
Saturday
every
night?
Night?
Yes, except Friday night and tonight. Yeah. Not tonight either. Tonight they have.
Hope they pay you well.
Look, they are. And a wonderful organization. I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Glad to have you here. Sponsored by Trader Bills. Let's hit some messages real quick there, Raj. Let's see here. Check out the Knicks prices. Yeah, I hear the Knicks game tonight. The prices
more are expensive than any Super Bowl ticket, apparently.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I haven't seen the price. I thought it was like 9,000 or something.
Yeah, four figures to five, you know, anywhere from, you know, low thousands to five figures.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they have not played in a playoff game since 99. They haven't won one since 73, had won a playoff series, right?
I do wonder how much these are skewed because people on secondary markets will post ridiculous prices
and not get it.
They'll do it just to post it, but it's obviously it's so far above and beyond. I've seen it even hockey playoff game prices where you go, that doesn't even make sense, but they'll post it just to try and see if someone
will buy
it.
It's like we're going to turn the NBA Finals into the Super Bowl, where it's just a corporate event where only the elite of the elite can go.
Yeah.
Here's another from from the 870. Tell Terry Bradshaw, please. A hog truck is here at Gate 6 at Sealer Stadium delivering a new elevator for Award Rodgers, for Aaron Rodgers, the Mushroom QB. I don't know what we're delivering there. We'll have to check that out. Someone says The Giant is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
is
great
it,
movie.
Is it The or
just
Giant?
Just talking about Giant? Yeah, just giant. Like Rock Hudson? And,
Lady, if it's from Jake, Lady Marmalade is a song, Baz. I was saying Moulin Rouge, but that's the song. Got a lot of folks, Rebecca, Chris, others. Marty saying, L.A., good morning. Move it, move it, move it. We love that. All the surrounding watch parties have been canceled. Is that because of the president's attendance?
Yes, they are not allowing people to watch the game outside of the arena, which kind of sucks because that's part of the environment at New York.
I guess if he's close enough, that's too bad. Let's see here. Roger, you need to get that clip from the electric company that says, hey, you guys.
I know it well. No, they do scream you? It. Oh, yeah. I remember that show. That's the first time I ever saw Morgan Freeman.
He said, what does he say?
He doesn't say it. One of the characters, they scream, hey, guys!
Okay, all right. I think I sort of remember. Somebody says, Roger's saying, quote, was your Easter basket wicket? He goes, this caller says, I'm
wicked,
dead.
Wicker.
No, he says, was your Easter basket wicker? I'm dead. I did not have, I can't, you know what? I don't know. Mother, if you're listening, I need to get the picture of me as the Easter bunny.
It may have been a knockoff, and they may have used straw.
We were talking before the break. We were teasing it about the Chicago Bears, moving to Gary, Indiana. And I heard the folks on before us, the national show, really complaining because they were comparing it like the New Jersey. New York teams have to go to New Jersey. It's a bad experience. And if I'm a Chicago Bear hardcore fan, I'm disappointed. And it's not that, it's 30 minutes. Still, now I'll give the example of it. Dallas Cowboys. You're in Arlington, which is absolutely. What? 20 minutes?
Yeah, 30
minutes from
with
Dallas.
Traffic? Yeah. With traffic?
Yeah.
Probably longer.
49ers aren't in San Francisco.
Yeah, so there are examples. It is sad that
a lot of precedent to this.
It's sad that you can't be in the city that you're named after. You know, that's
real
too
estate.
Bad.
It's too high.
What's that?
I'm real estate. I mean, they've got a stadium. Stadium rights.
Is it too small? Is it too cold? Is that the deal? They don't
want to too old, I think.
Yeah.
I would think tear that. They're making billions. Tear that sucker down and build another one.
Look at KC.
They don't want to tear down Soldier Field, I don't think.
No. But what are they going to do with it now? Soccer?
I think they're using it for soccer.
It's not a great model for fans, but Jacksonville is remodeling theirs. It's old as well. They're not tearing it down. They're remodeling it.
You can't tell me they can't come up with the size to do that.
They're going to downsize the attendance this year, which, jokes included for Jacksonville, to like 50,000. Next year they're playing in Orlando, and then they'll come back in 2020.
Well, here's the thing. Would you please look up, how old is Soldier Stadium? What would you say, 40s?
Soldier Field?
Yeah, 40?
30s or 40s.
Okay. Well, Basil just got back from
102.
Europe,
exactly.
Where there are 4,000-year-old buildings that are hanging around. Now, granted, they don't have plumbing, or they don't need to run any new conduit, but still, KC's working. You see what they do? It's so iconic.
That's a good one. Now, aren't the Chiefs moving?
The Chiefs,
are moving.
They are?
They are.
When did that happen?
It just happened about a month ago.
Yeah, okay. It was just announced.
So where are they going to?
102, by the
Kansas,
way.
Or they're going to the Missouri side? Kansas City, right?
Right. That's a great example.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. No, my thought was that it's still using Arrowhead, but I guess it's gone.
They just now have that welcome to the NFL.
They're going to the Kansas side. They're currently on the Missouri side.
Yes, a $3 billion domed stadium.
Yeah, say kaboom! Nobody kaboom!
They won a Super Bowl.
The current lease at Arrowhead expires in January 2031. Franchise slated to officially open the new stadium in the 2031 season.
Listen, I get the money part of it, but it's such so cool, Roger. We've been to the Chiefs Stadium and the atmosphere and cold and all the things. I mean, that's why
the
Bills are going to be inside now, too.
I know. No, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there a retractable?
Yeah.
I was thinking there's
one. I
think the new Bills stadium is going to, I'll double check right now.
See, I think that if you make it where it's retractable, open that sucker up, man. Come on.
Yeah,
The Bills one's definitely going to have a roof. I don't know.
Well, for all you Chiefs fans, Ricky Thomas, Joe Klein, Rebecca, how do you like it to be, your stadium is being called the house Taylor Swift built?
Now, hold on. It's saying it may, there may be an opening at the Bills Stadium.
Well, I've seen pictures of it where I thought it was open. It didn't even look like a darn.
Well, they may be, you know what I think they're doing? They're trying to cover at least the seats. Because the seats, like clearing of the seats over there has always been a challenge when they get feet of
sure. Play. From our Facebook page today, Teresa is very humid outside. It is. I'm telling you what, boys, it's going to get hot this week. Did you see it? Did you see the numbers? Mid-90s. So
summer's here.
Doesn't bother me too bad. The other thing, I see Jerry here. When we were over with the bath fitter crew over at Hot Springs running in the bathtub races, we went ahead and shared our new show theme. Our new show, is it motto or what, creed?
Creed.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
And so that is from, have you seen it? It says from the movie
Gladiator.
I'm
sure Chris Kane has saw Gladiator.
Yeah, so what we do when we say, I'll say strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
That's how it works.
That's how you
if
know.
If you look at the movie, that's it. Did y'all see it? It clearly goes 1, 2, 3. And Russell Crowe came up with this line, ad-libbed it, because in his school, they had something similar. And he says, I'm going to change it, and we're going to do it. We're going to put it in there. And then those guys from Beth that are like, strength and honor! It's okay, well, we're in.
The opening scene of that movie.
The fight
still gives me chills.
That's when it happens.
Yeah, no, I mean that's great. I just watch that every now and then, just to watch those.
And then what is it?
It's the Saving Private Ryan of its era.
What does he say when he after he says strength and honor? What does he say? Remember, I put it on the back end of that clip. Unleash hell.
Yes. No, yeah.
Unleash hell.
That was enough that I got strength and honor. And then we did bath fitter. That's the way. A new tub of shower in just one day.
See, I love this show because it's morphed into this, not just a cult of personality, but it's more of just a cult now. You have different things you say to each other. You have, you know, what's it called? The bro call? See, it's morphing into what was a cult of personality to an actual cult with a leader and sayings and secret code words now.
We'll be walking somewhere and somebody go, beep, or somebody will go, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
You see? That's all these different code words now.
Right there on the
shirt. It is right there.
We've got to get that. We've got to get the take off our British friend saying Los Angeles. Itself is...
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
So happy.
Who was that?
He was a tour guide of the Tower of London, which was a prison for 1,000 years where they cut all people's hand. I think the king, which king was it?
King Henry's wives were killed there.
Guess what?
And they never thought about moving that tower across.
See, I love that.
The other exciting sport over the weekend, listen, I'm not a hockey fan, but it cannot get any better. If you don't like hockey and you've watched the last two games, they play the third one, right, tonight?
They already did.
It's tomorrow night.
The fourth game will be tomorrow
night. So what were the scores of the first three that they were you
it
had?
It was like 3-2.
Oh, no. First one I thought was 5-4, was it not? Was that the second
one?
Was it
5-4? You're right.
I thought the first one was 5-4. I thought, wow. What? And then they came the second one.
5-4, 4-3. 4-3,
And then what was the last?
5-4.
5-4.
Wow.
They scored.
It's the most goals in three games.
Well, it's how it's happened, too. Not just close games.
Like three in like the 60 seconds.
Yeah, so Vegas went on a run of goals in the first half of the game. They won up 4-0.
It was the fastest hat trick in Stanley Cup history.
And then... Yeah. Carolina scored 4 goals in the third period in a 20-minute span. They scored 4 goals to tie, including one with 1:42 left in the game. Forced double overtime. And then in double overtime, defenseman shoots it off the side of the boards. It bounced back in front of the net. The goalie tried to adjust, and it goes off the back of his skate into the net to score. I mean, just the most fluky goal in double overtime. Everyone's exhausted and ends up going in for a 2-1 go-ahead victory.
If hockey was like that all the time, I would be a fan. But you don't get that. I'm going to tell you, what you're seeing is so unique. The ones I've watched, 1-0, 2-0. That's it. I'm not watching a
you
two
went a few
game.
Years
like
ago,
soccer.
But that was a few years ago.
Yeah, listen.
Scoring's up.
Whatever reason. And that the three in like 60 seconds or 90 seconds, whatever it was, by one dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. No. So tonight is game or tomorrow?
Tomorrow's game 4, I believe.
Okay.
Right? Yes, it's tomorrow because game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight.
So you got NBA tonight. You got hockey Tuesday night. And then you got College World Series beginning. Is that Thursday or Friday?
I'm just appreciative that they separate them. That the NBA and NHL, you know, it's not like the NFL coming in.
NFL's like, we're going to do what we want to do.
NFL just does whatever they want, which, you know, they kind of can. But the NHL and the NBA have done a good job of ping-ponging these back and forth to allow sports fans
to play. Handshake agreement.
Yeah. Think of the disadvantage for Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas and Oregon having to play again today. And then, of course, you know, we mentioned earlier, congratulations to the Trojans. Not the weekend you wanted to have, but that's okay. I mean, just to get there,
Troy's
was a great
on
story.
Fire, too. Yeah, I mean, yeah. man, that was, yeah. they were.
Listen, it's the first team in World Series history to have lost 30 games and made it to the college. They lost 30 games and they're making it to the College World Series. That's remarkable.
There was.
Who lost 30 games? Say that again.
Troy from Alabama.
Wow.
Phil and Akre had on someone from Troy last week, and he was talking about what they did and how they just missed the college baseball playoffs last year because their schedule wasn't strong enough. So they upped their RPI was so strong this year, which is why they lost
they
so many games.
Like 8 or 10 yeah. SEC teams. I mean games.
They made a point to say, okay, our schedule's not strong enough. We'll show you. And that's why they lost a lot of games, but they were respected for playing the schedule and got in.
And the Trojans here in Little Rock played Arkansas in a midweek game, played Ole Miss in a midweek game. Not as many times as Troy had played then. I think Troy played Georgia twice. And how about Georgia? Good Lord. I mean, those games were like the hockey games. I mean, really entertaining. So, but congrats to Chris Curry and his Trojans. And we'll get him on. We'll let him come back and relax a little bit. Then we'll get him on the show. Zach Gillum coming up a little bit later. We'll find out. You know, now we almost sort of watch have to turn the page. Summertime. We're going to have some fun summer stuff. But you start talking
starts
about
this week.
Start talking a little bit about football officially.
Well, for our summertime we're going to the man caves.
That's right. It's starting with the man caves. All right, don't go away. Great to have Chris Kane in here, sponsored by Trader Bills. His big week is this week. Next Monday, we're going to have Miss Arkansas in studio, a tradition we've had here for probably 20 years.
So. Summertime start. I think first day of summer is Father's Day this year.
What day is that?
Is that in a couple of weeks?
That's not this Sunday, but next Sunday, right?
Okay. June 21st.
Hey, Chris Kane. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Boom.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888. At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Something big is coming. Clayton Homes of Mayflower is officially opening their doors, and they want to celebrate with you. On Saturday, June 13th from 9 to 5, stop by for the grand opening event. Tour beautiful homes, enjoy the festivities, and receive a $500 gift card if you purchase a new home during the event. And the buzz will be there from noon to 2. Mark your calendar and head to 15 Interstate Drive to say hello and maybe find your dream home. $500 gift card offer only available at participating Clayton Homes family of brands retailers. Restrictions apply. Not available with USDA FHA VA financing. See your local retailer for full terms and conditions.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I can almost taste it right now.
So, man, Justin Moore did a great job at his concert Saturday night.
What a crowd.
Yeah,
it looked great.
Great crowd. Yeah, it was a really good crowd. It was a nice night and had a great concert. And Tyler Kinch killed it too, and his daughter, Justin's daughter Klein, and their band Static Bloom, which is Zach Dunlap's organization, Jetway Productions, did that. Those kids can play.
Yeah.
And you should have seen Justin. Justin came out front, and he's pointed at Klein, move this way, move back and forth. He was out there giving her tips. That was great. I got some video of it.
What do they call those moms? Stage mom. What do they call
that? Stage mom.
Is that what it is?
Like dance moms?
Yeah. When you go there, you got, I don't know. If
helicopter parent?
No. Yeah. Let's just see him out there. I saw a picture. He looked like a proud daddy.
He was. She did a great job. Kate was there. And then we went over to Pop's Lounge, one of Roger's comedy places, and Cliff and Susan put on a show, and mentioned Bill and Doris Lawrence out there jamming at the dance floor with all their kids.
I just got a call from his text from Bill. They're just now leaving. Come on. Singing if you know it.
It was a Garden of Eden, the beginning of time. And I'm saying, deep little girl, I want to make you mine. So wait a minute, big boy, not so fast.
Hope everybody, all the kids had a great time at Coach Cal's camps. We mentioned earlier, he stayed at Oaklawn. Wayne took really good care of him. And saw our buddy Scotty Hamby with Cal. And Cal posted with him and JD and Wayne there, his new buddies. Wayne takes good care of him over there. And he loves Oaklawn. You know, he loves hanging out there in the Hot Springs. But he went to all those camps. Searcy, right? He went to Harding over there and did that one. And did another one for Sonic. I think it's Sheridan. I can't remember all the ones he went to. Anyway, that was a good time and good job there by Cal.
Yeah, man.
Chris Kane is here with us, brought to you by Trader Bills.
Hello.
You may mention, too, Wes Johnson, the coach of Georgia. That's the first time Georgia's going back to the World Series for the first time since 2008.
And the Sylvan Hills graduate, Sherwood native, UAM alum, taking Georgia baseball to new heights. And just congratulations to him. Coached, of course, all around the state of Arkansas and then at University of Arkansas before moving on. And just want to give him recognition for a job well done to Georgia.
I can't remember if you were part of the conversation. My mind's going to listen. I got just trying to come by the weekend. Did you get to weigh in on the stadium? You said about Jacksonville, right? You did say that about.
Yeah.
I can't remember if you did that off the air or on the air.
Yeah, on the air. On the air.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. That will continue to be a hotly debated topic.
Definitely. I mean, look, anytime you take something.
You place the blame on the city, though, right?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, it's both.
I don't
both
blame them
sides
for,
are at fault.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, whenever
it's
you have...
It's not Baltimore leaving in the middle of the night type thing.
Right, No. When you have owners in the NFL, and everyone likes to just kind of cast a big blank, all these billionaires, it's like, well, I mean, yes, they are in terms of, you know, net worth. Mm-hmm. But anytime you have them basically say, hey, we're subsidizing your city with our team.
Right.
And the city say, well, we are giving you too much. It's just, it's any other bargaining business deal where one side feels like they're giving too much and the other
it,
side.
It is good for a city to have a professional sports
team. Absolutely.
Yeah, is it,
yes.
is it,
it just
should,
is.
Should we change the Gary Bears?
The Gary Bears.
How you like that? Bears?
Maybe the softest sounding team ever.
How about a
ever.
New law, yeah, rule? If you move it, you've got to be called the city that you're in.
Gary, well, Indiana is a so, rough city.
So what do we have? What do we have? What are the other cities that we have?
Irving Cowboys.
Irving Cowboys. Arlington.
Okay, Arlington. That Urban. Actually sounds pretty good.
Arlington
would
Cowboy.
Currently be the Sacramento Athletics.
It'd be the New Jersey Jets, the New Jersey
yeah.
Giants.
Yeah. How you like those apples, NFL?
The Maryland Commanders currently.
Is Joe Washington. Robbie Stadium in Miami?
Is that
Miami?
Where they are? They're,
Landover.
Yeah, they're, okay, yeah.
Is Joe
currently.
Robbie in Miami? Is that still Joe Robbie? What's that called now?
They're at Hard Rock.
Is Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale or is it Miami?
Know.
Yeah.
By the way, on that Strength and Honor deal, I think I did send that as a Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
I sent that as a video, but you could probably take it off of there.
No, we can't.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The Miami Gardens Dolphins. Yeah.
It's yeah, they
oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right. Where
don't the Hurricanes play at the same place?
The Hurricanes, no, they play.
Now, that's 30 minutes away
yeah,
from
they do.
Miami,
sorry,
right?
Yeah,
they
I
do.
Thought
they
so.
Do, yes.
That's 30 minutes away from Miami, right, is what I remember. I think I've heard it. It's at least 20
Which
20
Detroit played in Auburn Hills for a long time, which is like
true.
40 minutes out of town.
True. Tis true. Roger, by the way, too, some great birthdays, music birthdays today. You mm-hmm. got Chuck Negron, who was Three Dog Night, one of our favorite groups. Bonnie Tyler. Boskaggs. Not Baskaggs. Boskaggs.
Lido.
Lido, that's right. Is it Lido Shuffle? It's yeah. Lido. And Lowdown, too. Yep. And then, of course, the great Rob Pilatus. You know who Rob Pilatus is? Yes,
no.
You do.
Tell
oh,
me.
You
Tell
know
me.
It's
Tell
true.
Me.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. You recognize that? It's you know why you don't get that?
I don't think so.
That.
Hold on,
girl,
I may need some music. Hold on. Let me listen. Let me, a true singer.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Go ahead. Christian.
Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. You don't know
Oh, my gosh. I'm stunned you don't have that
don't
one.
I don't have this one. Not,
I, you know, I can't believe it.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Is he the one that's no longer with
He's
us?
He's the one that's no longer with us. Yeah. He committed suicide.
May rest in peace.
The strain was too much for him to bear.
You know that song.
I love it. All right, got a busy next hour coming up. Chris Kane here, brought to you by Trader Bills. We've got Zach Gillum, Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour, Bill Vickery in the 8 o'clock hour. Your messages, we'll go check those out right now. 661-1037 is the number. We're glad you're with us. Here we come, summertime. Let's go.
Such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now. I'm having a good time. Don't stop me yeah, now. Having a good time.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades.